It's Jack-O-Manda FM.
It is 8 a.m.
Jack of News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Joburg and Polokwane reach a high of 31 this afternoon and Pretoria going up to 33. And we start in Pretoria, where there was a fire at the Steve Biko Academic Hospital in the early hours of this morning.
Firefighters discovered that the uninterrupted power system that consists of lithium-ion batteries that serve as a backup system in the case of a power failure were on fire in the plant room on the seventh floor. One of the hospital's electricians came and isolated the power supply.
Spokesperson for Tshwane's Emergency Services, Lindsay Mnguni, says 20 adult patients and one child were evacuated from the intensive care unit on the sixth floor. There were no injuries. The fire was then later extinguished at about 4 o'clock this morning. President Cyril Ramaphosa has reiterated that all spas and other small shops will have to adhere to the deadline to register if they want to continue operating in the country.
And to register does not mean that we seek to punish them. We seek to make sure that they are regulated so that we know who they are, so that we know where they operate, so that we know that they are going to run their businesses properly within health regulations, within labor laws as well.
Ramaphosa was at Gallagher Convention Centre in Midrand last night for the Small and Medium Businesses Awards. It comes after a week in which authorities across the country started clamping down on shops that are illegally operating as part of the measures to curb the outbreak of foodborne illnesses. The other big story, it's less than 48 hours to go for customers with prepaid electricity meters to upgrade these and ensure they can buy electricity from Eskom come Monday morning. Meanwhile, Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mukwena says the power giant has finalised a technical breakthrough allowing current zero buyers with active meters to update their meters beyond the deadline, provided that they have bought a token by tomorrow. To international news, music mogul Sean Diddy Combs appeared in court yesterday for another bail application in a case where he's been charged with sex trafficking and racketeering. The bail ruling has been deferred to next week. 55-year-old Combs has already been denied bail twice, and in yesterday's third attempt, prosecutors alleged that Combs had contacted witnesses and used unauthorized communication platforms from where he is in jail. And Siya Kolisi may be exceptionally good at the game of rugby, but the Springbok captain says he's now confirmed that golf is not the game for him. Kolisi told the media he and a few other teammates went to town in Wales on their off day this week, taking a break from training ahead of their test tonight.
We enjoyed being here at the waterfront, enjoying the restaurants, and the people have been amazing. We missed a bit of South Africa, so we went to Nando's, and then we played putt-putt. On the one hole, I went for 8 shots in one hole. So then I realized there that golf is not my sport.
Pat Rugby is, and he also has something to say about tonight's game against Wales, and that's on our sports blog. I'm Khadra de Souza, jou hoofnuus die uur. Niemand is beseer in vanoggend se brand by die Steve Biko Akademiese Hospitaal.
That is terrifying. Mm. When the lithium batteries go up in flames. Man, oh man. It's like, I don't know if you're old enough to remember when we used to have the little firecrackers. The little firecrackers. So it was a little firecracker. And instead of lighting the fuse, you used to take them and then break them in half. Click. Yeah. And then light that and whoosh. That's what the lithium batteries do. Well, they don't get broken in half and let some stupid DJ with a lighter there.
That's how they burn.
That's how they burn. And if you throw water on it, it doesn't do anything. It just carries on burning. So well done. Fast action at the hospital there and saving them. It's one of the big downsides about electric motor vehicles as well. You know, it's like you're driving an EV. Well, please don't crash.
Yeah.
Just in case. Donkey Khadra de Souza, you fabulous human. Khadra is not available for extra Afrikaans lessons for the toekomende examen op maandagochtend Afrikaans Higher Language Paper 2.
Gerda kan nie al wol, Gerda. Gerda kan dit nie meer doen.
She's got better things to do, but depending on